the risk management, and this is to recommend the pension fund's risk policy document for adoption by the committee. So paper rep, this is Sue.
Paper E.
E even. The glasses.
We can't read letters today. We're both, in our defence, we are both accountants, so we do numbers rather than numbers. Letters. So
absolutely.
We'll give you that then.
Okay, good, cool. So this was following on from the workshop that was undertaken in whenever it was undertaken, November, was it?
September.
Was it September? Good Lord. No, it is November now, isn't it? So it must be September. I'm so confused. Where the risk, we looked at the risk policy and we started looking at risk processes and things like that. This has been out to yourselves, I think, for comment and question, and has been circulated around to officers interested in risk in the council. So in terms of the org development team and finance colleagues and legal colleagues, and they're generally happy with the wording and the actions. In terms of the scores, I did on page E12 did remove the item that the scoring criteria around personal safety, because there is no personal safety issues in terms of neglect or vulnerable people in terms of the pension fund, so I removed that. And in the financial implications on that fine second to last column, I've split operational costs and investment costs because the investment assets of the fund are £650 million, not billion. So anything costing over £500,000 from an investment perspective means everything is major.
Yeah.
So I tried to put in some percentages in there that made it look slightly more reasonable. I'm happy to take thoughts on that one, but it just made more sense than trying to say low impact of £5,000. Well, you wouldn't even breathe for insurance investments on that.
No.
Everything on investments would be that significantly higher. So happy to take any comments or questions or proposed revisions on this, and then the action would be for the board to recommend it for adoption at the next pension fund committee meeting, which is now on the 19th of December, just to reiterate.
I had a couple of comments about the about policy itself, but I don't think anyone else has anything. So I just wondered in the introduction whether it's worth including something about this forms part of the internal control and governance arrangements.
Yeah.
And I did wonder whether we could add anywhere about how the effectiveness is evaluated of that risk management policy.
Okay.
And in point five, the scope, when it says about scheme employers are expected to be aware of this policy.
Yeah.
I just wondered how will we make them aware, because it's not something they would necessarily be aware of.
So we'll need to have a comms comms launch effectively on this one to make sure that it's out there and share it, and we can then factor it. If we do a comms launch, we can then factor it into another employer forum.
Yes, that would be
good. To pull everybody together and remind them that it's there. Yeah,
I think that was my comments on that paper.
Yeah, so I had a comment about the incident measurement too.
Okay.
On reporting on 8.4, it said the committee and board may request updates of the risk register at any meeting. Can that be virtually any time rather than at a meeting? Because if we have meetings every 3 months.
Yeah.
Long time to sit on something.
Yeah, I mean, the intention should be, yes, absolutely. The risk register will be a standing item on committee and board agendas at every meeting, so you will see the register at every meeting, but absolutely at any time is fine. And then we can share updates and then report back formally at the next meeting.
And on 10, approval and review, it says review every 3 years or more frequently if required. Who determines if it's required?
well, if we're looking at the risk register on a regular basis, part of the review of the risk register will be, is it operating in accordance with this policy?
So it could come from the board or the committee to
yeah,
say...
or from officers, however, okay. Could come from anybody to okay. say, actually, we've, you know, the regulations have changed and there's this happened, or, you know, some other guidance has come on that means we need to be considering more greater things. So I think in terms of the minimum review, we should review this every 3 years just to make sure that it's still going forward, because I don't think there should be too much change to our risk appetite and our
yeah.
risk identification processes, however, in terms of the policy itself. But obviously if something does change, if something significant does happen, then we can bring this forward and
yes.
you can request an update, or the committee can request an update. Or it may be to an extent that the council's risk team have identified something that has an impact on us, and it might be that they recommend that we have a review of it. But as a minimum, we need to be making sure that this is reviewed every 3 years.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, Reg or Trevor, have you got any comments on the open line? So obviously we have to then create the risk register, or the risk register has to be created, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's the hard work.
Yes, well, we have at the moment got a faulty risk register, which is on a piece of paper that's about the size of my house, I think.
Okay.
Which is basically the governance consultants took every reference to risk in all of the basically supporting documents that are listed on page E10 and put them into a risk register.
Oh, right, okay.
Some of which will have very little control that we have over it, and others of it will be very much under our control to be able to mitigate. So I've been through that with officers. I think Matt and Joe Cook had a look through it with me, and we've had a conversation. The intention was to bring it to this meeting, but unfortunately life happened. So my intention would be to bring the risk register to the next meeting of the board.
Could we have it as soon as possible, because it's a pretty big document and needs some thought.
Yeah, I just need to populate some of the mitigations and the actions and things. But again, the danger becomes it's a tick box exercise, and what we don't want it to be is a tick box exercise. We don't want it to just come to you on a quarterly basis and go, yes, we've looked at that, but needs to be a living, breathing, active document. And I'm not entirely sure at the moment how it becomes a living, breathing, active document, because we're running very fast to basically maintain stillness.
Yeah. Do you think there might be something in us having maybe a specific meeting just every, I don't know how the frequency, but just to discuss that risk register, then it doesn't just get caught up in everything,
yeah.
everything else? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we could take that outside of the formal...
Yeah.
board cycle.
Because it is going to need a lot of...
There
you know,
are going to be. I think there
yeah,
is...
So.
It's almost not necessarily sitting down and pulling each report apart, each risk apart, risk line by line, but there may be items that you want a specific focus on that you want to... You know, we'll say, right, well, they have this meeting focused on X, Y, and Z, and we
yeah.
can pull all of the various different strands of action together, the governance action plan, some of the publications, the risks, all of that sort of stuff that actually makes it a living, breathing development of knowledge and understanding and process and procedure as well. So,
because really you'd want to look at what the risks were at the last time you looked, wouldn't you, and see, are those risks moved, are they being mitigated,
yeah.
or is something
yeah.
that's stopping them, but you'd want to see progress, wouldn't you? So.
And the reporting of that is a question as well, because what you may want to see a 40 risk register with all of the mitigations and everything on it at every meeting, or you may just want to see the red risks, or the ones that have moved, or the ones that haven't moved, or whatever.
See it, or
so I think it's a term we've got to work together, I think, to try and develop that reporting.
Yes.
But I'll get the risk register to you. What I will do in terms of this policy is I'll try and put the words around the questions that you've asked, and I'll circulate that back round again. But for the 19th of December Pension Fund Committee meeting, remind me, Megan, sorry, you sent me the date. What's the date for publication of the papers?
The 11th of December.
So the 19th, same time as the 13th.
So it'll be 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yeah.
We haven't sent the invitations out yet, Matt. It was literally just agreed.
Yeah, literally.
So we'll need those papers back by the 11th of December. Well, they have to be ready for publication by the 11th of December. So I'll work back from that, but it should be by the end of this week. I'll try and send you some revised words for you to then comment on and come back to me.
One thing not specifically on this, but it would help this case, like if we when we have a risk register, we talked about having a site, a secure site on the pension fund's website for pension board members. If documents like this could go on the website, then it's active, it's live all the time for us.
Yeah.
I know Hyman's did say, let's get it set up and then we'll look at it. It's set up, so can we look at it?
We have, I can't remember where we've written it down, but in one of the pieces of paper that's floating around and the conversations I'm having with the administration team is a review of the website. Because as Trevor mentioned about sort of separating the board from the committee, what Norfolk do is they have the agenda, they have the board listed under the corporate democratic services, but everything is published on the pension fund website rather than on the council's website. So that's something that we consider. So that's a development that we need to do. We need to do some more developments in terms of employer forums and employer section. And I think with the board committee papers and board papers, forgive me, and agendas and minutes and notes and everything, to actually see if we can get a secure site on there as well. So we will be, it's on the kind of the thinking plan, but again it's links into the comms work plan and program and things like that. So. But yes, we'll put that on the list.
Okay, great. Okay, so then moving on to the next